Ah, welcome to your Friday. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're on Radio Life and Style with me, Mike, in the morning. The show proudly powered by Accelerate Security as we accelerate into our first interview of the Friday. And we're in good company here. My man who's no stranger to the Radio Life and Style microphone, Brad Winstanley, Portfolio Manager at DeVemco Group, the pioneering property development group behind some really, really exciting developments on our coast. Line in the house today to give us an update on what's happening with the much talked about, much buzzed Salta Estate in the Sibaya Umgloti area. And Brad, welcome to you, my friend. How are you doing on a fresh Friday?
It is fresh out there. How's it, Mark? Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you in the house. Well, we're about to warm things up. We're about to dive into a hot subject. So let's crack open and look at what is happening. What is the latest exciting news from the Salta Estate side of things?
A lot's happened since we last chatted, Mark. We're in that exciting phase where we transition from building homes to building amenities and clubhouses. And those are the places where communities are built.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really what we do.
So this is now ratcheting things up a notch, and the dream is really kind of coming to reality now.
Absolutely. You know, everything that we promised, we're now delivering on. We've recently opened our Salta Clubhouse, which is our main clubhouse, which comprises of a main eatery area, which I'll chat to you about, a gym downstairs. They need to be multifunctional and multi-use spaces. So we've got areas where you can do a Pilates class, where you can work out, you can go and have a meal upstairs, you can work, your kids can play, and ultimately you can get together. And we then also opened our community center in Capri, which I told you about in our last show, which is our active over 50 area. And that comprises a clubhouse, pool, darts area, bocce ball, a big bowling green, and again, multi-purpose space with medical facilities that we discussed. So really exciting news for us.
Wow. And it just adds so much excitement and so much value to that whole Salta Sibaya node that is really becoming a hub of exciting action and development. And looking at the benefits that these clubhouses bring to estate living, what would be top of your mind?
Fortunately, we've got scale to work with, so it allows us to, for everyone to benefit from a broad set of amenities and clubhouses. So there are areas where, being multi-generational, people can meet from different parts of the estate. We're seeing, you know, young professionals and their families and their parents then moving into Capri or on Mount Cotton, our freehold land area. Homes are starting to come up. So it's a place where people can meet and play and they can connect. They're also areas where you can express your passion. So we see clubs forming within the club, sewing clubs, bird, mountain biking,
communities of interest.
Yeah, right? Just areas where like-minded people can gather and just a space where people can have fun and enjoy their space in a safe environment.
That's so cool. You're starting to flesh out the picture and explain about how all of these facets of the greater Salta Sibaya area kind of interlock. And when it comes to the clubhouses, can anyone in the Salta estate make use of the clubhouses?
Broadly speaking, yes. That is the benefit of having, you know, a varied set of amenities. Capri Clubhouse, which has that indoor pool and the bowling green, etc., We want people to be invited to that space because it is a slightly quieter space, but grandkids must still be able to go and see their grandparents.
For sure.
But aside from that, anyone can use everything. And we've got the right operators involved who can really leverage that. We're fortunate to secure Brett Slutchik from the Press Club, who's going to be operating or is operating our main clubhouse at Salta and at Capri. And having sort of legends from the restaurant community operating, that it's a big part of being able to have facilities that are appealing for everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no substitute for having the right people in the right positions.
Absolutely.
And looking at other standout amenities that are worth taking note of at Salta.
There's a lot. So we saw Salta as an opportunity to be live, work, play. Mm. So we needed to leverage the land firstly. I've told you a bit about the site. It's 200 hectares, but 80 hectares of that is forest and park. So that was something that was core to our development philosophy, but also an obligation as stewards of the land to preserve the forests that are there and rehabilitate them, and that's a big part of what we've done. So we've got a number of areas outside of the two clubhouses that we've discussed. Firstly, within the forests, we're scouting trails at the moment. We're seeing some incredible wildlife. We've seen crowned eagles, martial eagles.
Sure.
We had an interesting incident the other day. We had a bit of an exasperated call from one of the security officers. We've got state-of-the-art cameras, and he picked up what he thought was a crocodile walking down the path. Everyone rushed out and deployed teams and ended up being a water monitor,
okay,
a big Legavon basically. But it just showed these forests are teeming with life. They've found several hundred species of bird in there, mammals, the bucks, the bush buck and the duiker run free through the estate. And they link into green parks and zones and forest corridors, which are woven throughout the estate like green lungs. But the big one for us is this park, the central park that we have built through the middle. It's about 1.3 kilometers long.
Sure.
It's going to be full of activities for everyone. We've got a zip line in there and jungle gyms for kids, putting green for the older parents. We've got an amphitheater that's big enough to host a small Taylor Swift concert in. We've planted 10,000 trees, and in the process of filling that park out, there's some landscape dam areas. We've got fields for kids to kick a ball. It's a special space, and it just allows people to run, walk their dogs, and we've got 5 kilometers of trail and running paths through the park. So for outdoor enthusiasts, and that's a big part of our market, mountain biking, trail, outdoor exercise, they all tie into all these amenities that we're putting together.
Incredible. I mean, the vision is so exciting. And it's not just a vision. It's now very much becoming reality.
It is. I've actually commenced with the pump track, the shaping of the pump track, the kids cycle pump track at the moment.
So it's so cool, man. It is exciting. And look, I mentioned as portfolio manager at the Devemco Group, and you guys are involved in some really, really exciting projects that have recently come online and that are about to come online. And Marine Walk Mall in the Sabaya Coastal Precinct is one of those projects that has come to fruition. How does Marine Walk function as an additional clubhouse?
That's a great question. So when we approached the development as a whole, as the master planners, we identified early that this mixed-use philosophy that people use so often is critical to what people want in a market. You want to be able to have all your needs met in one place. Faith Popcorn, the futurist, talks about this cocooning principle, which we're seeing around the world, particularly out of COVID, where people are wanting to immerse themselves in safe environments where all the needs that they would need in their homes, from shopping, live, work, play, is all incorporated in one space. So that was our philosophy in designing an estate. And we needed something that would be feasible, so you needed public access within a safe environment, but would also end up being another option for our residents. And it was a huge selling point for us to having secured the tenants that we did. You know, Woolies, a world-class spa, Dis-Chem, Mr. Price, Miladies, and then the restaurant offering that we have there is pretty special. Some of the busiest restaurants in Durban now,
sure,
with a central park in the middle as well. So again, it's just another option for our residents to meet all their needs in one little town, which we've effectively unlocked in a short time.
It is such a compelling picture when you paint it like you're doing. And if you're just catching the tail end of this interview, I'm in conversation with Bradwin Stanley, portfolio manager at the Devemco Group, and in the spotlight we're unpacking all that there is to get excited about around the Salta Estate in the Sabaya Umdloti area. And Brad, are there any upcoming community events or activities taking place in and around the clubhouses that people can look forward to?
Yes, we're about to break ground on our sports center, which will happen in the next month. And that will have a paddle court, of course. Hey. You can't leave that off. A tennis court, soccer field, some outdoor gym areas, and then it links into community centers where you can braai and people can meet. And then there's a big outdoor enthusiast, active mountain biking community, and there are actually stables on the site as well, existing stables. So all of those tie into the sports philosophy that that we've got. So a lot happening.
You guys have thought of everything.
Yeah. We were lucky to have that on the site.
Amazing. Yeah. So you now you're getting the picture. And if this sounds like a lifestyle that you would like to buy into and be a part of, what is the smartest bet to find out more and to book a visit down to the clubhouse?
Yes, I recommend we've got our headquarters at Marine Walk. We've built a 2,700 square meter area called Innova House, where all the professionals sit that unlock our projects. They also have our realty business, Devemco Realty. You can check out their website, or you can just access the Salta Sabaya, www.saltasabaya. And you can book a tour and we'll take you through our estate, which we're very proud of.
There you go. Couldn't be easier. Saltasabaya.co.za, your online port of call. But there's nothing like getting boots on the ground. And you should definitely make a plan this weekend to head out on Umglodi Way and see what's emerging, rising out of the ground at Salta Sabaya, and giving you that really cool preview. Brad Winstanley, Portfolio Manager at Devemco Group, the pioneering property development group locally here, making big waves. And Brad, thanks for another great chat on a fresh Friday here on Radio Life.
Thanks, Mark. Have a good week.